Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Alyssa.
And we're here with Dr. Teresa today from Birth Fit. She is also a chiropractor and does many things, which she'll explain later. So Dr. Teresa, tell us about Birth Fit and why you decided to bring this to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, so I have been in practice for about 7 years focused on the perinatal population, and I found this big disconnect in the postpartum time where women are preparing for birth, and it's kind of like this mindset of like, okay, I just need to get through birth.
Yes.
And we're kind of forgetting about that postpartum time where the real work begins, because now you're not only taking care of a new family member, but you need to heal and take care of yourself too. So I really wanted to help with that time specifically and give women more information on what they can do.
So when does a woman typically take your class? After they've had their baby or babies?
Yes. So we recommend the first 2 weeks postpartum as the co-regulation period. So That would be way too early to take my class. That's when you are bonding with baby, hopefully not really leaving the house at all. And usually after that time, women are like, okay, I'm ready. So probably the earliest somebody has taken my class was after 2 weeks postpartum. And that was almost an exception to my rule because of her fitness level during her pregnancy and before.
Okay.
But for the most part, I recommend 4 to 6 weeks is a perfect time. But also with that being said, postpartum is forever. And I've had moms that are a year or 2 years postpartum take it.
That's what I've seen on your social media posts. And Tell us about how babies are involved.
Yeah. So often, and I kind of time my classes so that even though women are on their maternity leave, they may have other kiddos at home that they want their husband to come home and take care of.
Okay.
But baby needs to come with mom. And we totally encourage that because they need to nurse or they need to be tended to during our class. So we encourage moms to bring their babies, bring your favorite carrier, and we can implement them during the workout in a safe way.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you find, since you also have a prenatal series for Birth Fit, do you find that women take that during pregnancy and then you're able to extend the relationship into the postpartum time?
Yes, that is the goal. And my last session for the prenatal series is all about postpartum. So I talk to them about things they can do during pregnancy to stay active and hopefully lead to better birth outcomes. But then what can you start doing postpartum at what time? So for those first 2 weeks, right away, women can start working on their belly breath. Whether they've had a C-section or a vaginal birth, they can start doing that to mobilize their pelvic floor in a really gentle way, and then also reteach their abdominal wall how to come back together. So,
great.
Yeah.
If a woman had you mentioned cesarean. Mm-hmm. If she had a cesarean, does the provider need to give approval at some point for her to start taking your series, or how does that work?
Yes, good question. So typically they're released for exercise, you know, depending on the person, between 8 to 12 weeks or whenever the scab falls off is usually another really good time that like, okay, I can start doing some exercise. And those women, we will, you know, we teach the slow is fast mindset anyways for everybody, but especially for those women, because now there's a different pull happening when they move. So that can be a little bit scary. So we talk through those things. We talk through signs that, okay, we need to slow down a little bit. So it's totally customizable to the woman and the birth that she had, which is also why I keep the class sizes small. They're limited to about 10 people per class. So I make sure everybody's being tended to.
Now, of course, you mentioned some of your students are very fit and they exercise throughout pregnancy. So say they're a CrossFitter or they took prenatal yoga. What about women who were not in shape before they got pregnant and who are trying this and worried about their fitness level?
Yes, those are my favorite client that I have in these classes because most of the women have never picked up a barbell before. Like women like that have never really exercised.
Sure.
You know, and when I first did this, you think Birth Fit, CrossFit, is it the same thing? And it is not the same thing at all. So I don't want that to intimidate people. When I say barbell, that could be an empty 15-pound barbell that's just there to give you a little bit of load, and it can even help you with your form on some of the movements.
Mm-hmm.
So we go really slow and we really focus on form and breathing through each and every movement. And I love to see how confident these women get when they have a barbell in their hand, or when we're coaching pull-ups and we use a band to help assist them with the pull-up, and they have so much fun. They're like, I never thought I could do a pull-up before.
Sure.
And it's just the coolest thing to see.
So what of all of the focuses you could have, why are you so passionate about the postpartum phase in women's life? And you know, your focus obviously on prenatal as well.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're really lucky in Grand Rapids. There's so many resources for prenatal. There are some awesome childbirth education classes.
Sure.
And I see a lot of people preparing and taking multiple childbirth education classes and taking like car seat safety and
yes.
CPR and like all the things to get ready for a baby. And then postpartum kind of looks like this, where they go to their 6-week checkup and they're released for exercise, and maybe they're given a sheet with exercises to do on it, like strengthen your abs and do Kegels.
Right.
And it's such a blanket recommendation that is not doing service to women the way that we need them to be feeling really connected back to their body through the four pillars of Birth Fit, which are fitness, nutrition, mindset, and connection. So I think those four things are so important in the postpartum time that women aren't having the opportunity to do, or they're not understanding how they can do it postpartum. Mm-hmm. So I want to take each person and individualize to them, like, what can you do postpartum to really help fill your cup so you can take care of everybody else?
And it sounds like a wonderful community. Women are often isolated mm-hmm. after giving birth and, you know, struggle with childcare or even wanting to leave their child so they can bring baby
yes.
with them. And mm-hmm. find a circle that women are going through the same thing
yes.
around the same time. Some may have toddlers and be able to be the mm-hmm. wise ones to give her,
yes.
the newer moms some advice. And
oh my gosh,
I think
yes.
that part of it sounds great because everyone needs a tribe. I know that
yep.
word is overused, but it's true.
Yeah. And that is like so fun to see them exchanging phone numbers. This summer is the first year, because I just finished up my first year
okay.
of Birth Fit. I started in 2018. So now I'm on my second cycle of it. And we're going to do a meetup this summer.
Love
where
it.
Whether it's going out for coffee or meeting in a park or whatever, because women are asking for that. They want to see the people that they took class with. They want to talk to other people. So I've really loved that in itself. We have a private Facebook group, you know, so they're able to still keep in touch that way. So.
And then you're able to give them resources in the community if they need
yes.
to see a pelvic floor therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said you work on the pelvic floor, but they need recommendations. And
yes.
as an expert, you're able to give them,
absolutely.
You know, postpartum doula recommendations and
yep.
sleep and lactation and whatever they might be looking for.
Yes, exactly. And I really keep that door open. We always have during each class, so it's we meet twice a week for 4 weeks during the series.
Okay.
In each class, there's a workout, but then there's always an educational component, whether I'm having my good friend Emily Vanhoven from Spectrum Health, who's a pelvic floor PT. She comes in and gives a really awesome presentation and answers questions for these women. I have a nutritionist come in, Jana Hibbler, who you guys had interviewed. She comes
yes.
in and talks about nutrition. So I have these different resources and topics depending on, and sometimes it changes depending on the needs of the group. I kind of ask them in the beginning what they're looking for and what they need. So that way I make sure at some point they're getting that.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's really fun.
Alyssa, is anything coming to mind for you when you hear about this class and our community?
Where were you 6 years ago?
Yeah,
it was really hard to find things to bring my daughter to with me postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some moms are like, I don't want to bring my kid with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sure.
coming alone. Like, this is my time.
Yeah.
But when that's not an option, it's good to have a place that you can bring
yes.
your baby.
Yes.
Even if it's just in a car seat right next to you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've done that before too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these, like the postpartum series takes place at the CrossFit gym I go to, CrossFit 616. Mm-hmm. And they have a childcare room there, which you like never
wow.
see, especially in a CrossFit gym. It's like unheard of. And it is, we have had like a baby boom in the last couple of years within our gym. So it is
all
not
right.
uncommon to see women breastfeeding just at the gym, out in the open, and it's not uncommon to see somebody else holding somebody else's baby and, you know, just kind of helping out. So it's a great community.
Yeah, I would not picture a childcare room in CrossFit at all.
There's like a TV, they have PBS Kids, like it's pretty nice.
I've supported some birth doula clients who were CrossFit.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were incredibly strong and mm-hmm. determined. And yeah, so I'm inspired that they're so healthy that they could exercise in that way through the entire pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly. And those are sometimes the hardest ones to teach, that slow is fast mindset. And there have been several high-level CrossFitters, women coming out now, like games athletes coming out and saying, I really wish after my first baby I had done this different because I did some serious damage just, you know, starting too mm-hmm. soon. And then after they have second baby, they're like, I'm doing this different. And that's starting slowing to become very, more. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Totally. I like that you talked about breathing, just even having that breath, like that yoga breath of like when you breathe in, your stomach should expand and that actually helps your pelvic floor. And you don't know that.
Right.
I didn't know that until I saw a pelvic floor therapist. I'm like, breathing helps like make my pelvic floor stronger. And it does.
Yes.
And how slow and gentle that is for somebody who just gave mm-hmm. birth, no matter whether you had a cesarean or a vaginal birth, like that slow movement makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. Your breath makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Those are like our top pelvic floor tips, our belly breathing and Lululemon high-waisted pants, because they give just enough compression without too much like downward pressure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And the focus on nutrition is key. Women are so depleted, especially if mm-hmm. they're breastfeeding. So making sure mm-hmm. that that's part of the class and having someone who specializes in nutrition speaking. I love that you bring in experts.
Yes,
if you want to ever talk about sleep, I would love to come in and talk about sleep.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always looking for people that want to come in and talk to these women because it takes some of the pressure off of me too. Yeah. And they don't have to listen to me talk the whole time. Yeah. And it's nice to hear from an expert. That would be great. And like postpartum doula.
Yes.
I think a lot of women, a lot of women don't know that that is like a thing. So yeah, it's big.
And they think of it as more of the tasks that we do as a postpartum doula, like someone to, you know, clean up or do meal preparation mm-hmm. and even caring for the baby. But we are caring for the whole family and setting up strong systems and supporting sleep. And so it could be anything from 3 hours in a week to 24/7. Mm-hmm. And so we'd love to come in and talk about role and how we can support a family. Yeah.
That would almost mm-hmm. be better for a prenatal series to get them thinking about it before. Because I think the biggest thing is we plan for this birth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what now?
Yeah.
What do I do? I'm home alone with this baby.
Uh-huh.
So talking to them about the resources that they have postpartum before baby actually comes. Not that it's too late. I mean, if you have a 6-week-old or a 6-month-old, you could still hire a doula, but it's certainly more critical in those first few weeks.
Right. Yeah. And I find in my classes, it's the women who are third time moms, fourth time moms, even fifth time moms that are like, I understand why I need all of this stuff mm-hmm. now to help mm-hmm. support me. Even though you would look at them and be like, oh, they must know it all. Like they've been through this. And it's those are the women that are seeking more information, what I find. And they're the ones hiring doulas and, you know, really trying to prepare because they know what they're in
for. They know, exactly. They know how hard it is. These first-time moms are, we're in the state of bliss, which you should be, mm-hmm. Thinking about all the wonderful things that will happen. But no matter what kind of birth you had, you're going to be waking up every 2 to 3 hours while you're healing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not getting the rest you need to heal. Yeah. You can't really exercise yet.
Right.
You're sleep deprived and you are in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's really hard. So it's so good to have support from having somebody coming into your home to having that tribe, again, using that word, but having that tribe to like talk about those things with. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite topics that we talk about during the postpartum series, and it's totally one of those things I was like nervous to even bring up because I don't want to offend anybody,
sure.
but talking about having sex for the first mm-hmm. time, you know, and like talking about all of these things that another woman's like, oh my gosh, wait, you too? Like, I didn't know that that's happening. You know, so having those resources to be able to talk, I think that is like a perfect thing that you could have a conversation about that one-on-one with your doula, because I don't know how many OBs are talking about that. And I just think that's great.
It's a lot of what our doulas do postpartum is just tell them this is normal. This is okay. Let's normalize these. You know, as a first-time mom, breastfeeding is really hard and I'm failing. No. This is normal. Let's talk to a lactation consultant or let's just change your latch a little. Like some very simple things a doula could help with. But this mom might not even know she has a problem with latch. Mm-hmm. She might not know that it's a problem that my nipples are cracked and bleeding. And the doula can say, no, this isn't normal. Yes. you do need to seek out additional help.
Totally. Yeah. Something that I've seen crop up a couple times lately are vasospasms that they just have no idea what that is. So they don't do anything about it. And it's like, oh, this is like a perfect opportunity to like work with a doula or work with somebody who's like, oh yeah, I've seen this before. This is what you do.
What's a vasospasm?
So from nursing the nipples, it's almost like a Raynaud's in your fingers where you lose blood supply. So the nipples turn white and it's super painful. It's like frostbite on your fingers. You know, that searing
pain. I get
pain.
That on my fingers all the time. I can't imagine that on my nipples.
I know. Yeah. And it's like, you know, warm compress, checking latch, like you can use some magnesium to help dilate the blood vessels. So some things like that can really save that mom some excruciating pain. So just talking about those things that people think are normal and you're like, no, that's not normal. We can do stuff about that.
Well, and that's the beauty of a doula too, is it's different than a babysitter. It's different than a nanny. They have this vast knowledge and experience and resource base to share. And sometimes it's crying and talking together. Sometimes it is just like, hey, go take a nap and I'll clean up your house.
Yeah.
And that mom feels like $1 million after a 2-hour nap in a clean living room when she wakes up.
Yes, absolutely.
But a lot, it's much, much more than that.
In the doula, just like you as an instructor would have resources and say, hey, you should really check out this Birth Fit postpartum series, or you need to go see a chiropractor, or there are some things that you can do in the community. You can go to La Leche League meetings and you can bring your baby with you. And
So,
and I think that's what you're doing too. It's so much more than just I'm going to work out.
Yeah.
And like you said, those four pillars, like they're getting that every, that's why they want to keep coming back and why it feels so good.
Absolutely. And changing that mindset, because you do, like, women want to come for the workout. Like they're like, yes, I want to get back in shape. I want to, like, you know, and that's kind of their focus, is that physical piece. But we like sneak in all this other educational stuff that they didn't know that they needed, and they are able to leave with so much more than they thought they were going to get. So I love that. I love seeing that.
So Dr. Teresa, tell us when your next series is, how people can find you and register, and any other info that is relevant.
Yes. So this year with a postpartum series, I also developed a workshop to do before the actual series starts. So the postpartum workshop is a 2-hour event where we just focus on body weight, more like floor exercises, which are great for that early postpartum time for mom to get reconnected to her body. And it's great too if mom can't commit to 4 weeks. But my goal is that women are taking the workshop and then they take the series, which builds on the workshop. So the next workshop starts April 23rd, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. at Renew Mama Studio. And then the series starts like a week or two later. I believe it's May 4th, you know, something like that. It starts in May, and that'll go for 4 weeks, twice a week. So they can find more information at birthfitgrandrapids.com on how to register. That would be great to see.
You said you had a special coupon code for our listeners and Gold Coast clients.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm offering $20 off registration using code BFLOVESGCD, like Gold Coast Doulas. And feel free to post that if you would like, so people know that they get the spelling right, but it's in all capital letters. And then that promo code can be applied at checkout.
So BF and then Loves, LOVES. GCD, Gold Coast Doulas.
Yes. Okay. You got it.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
It was good to see you, Dr. Teresa.
It was so good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud and at goldcoastdoulas.com. These moments are golden.
Today's episode is sponsored by Pediatric Dental Specialists of West Michigan.
We are located in the Bankston Center at East Paris and Burton. We specialize in seeing kids from ages 0 to 18. You can reach us on our website, pdsofwestmi.com, or 616-608-8000. 8898. We are excited to meet all of you.